now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. We need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have to have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation. Kramer is back this week as we talk Euro spy movies and TV. And this week, Modesty Blaze from 1966. We talk about Aquarius and other period TV and film. And what is just wrong with some of them? And what is just right? Plus, I've got a very interesting book called The Vintage Vegan, The Art of Vegan Tea Hosting, to talk about this week, along with our World of Swank gig guide. And a whole lot of great music. In fact, let's kick off right now with Robert Drazen. Now, this one is from his new Voodoo 3 album, put together by Skip Heller, who we'll talk to in the coming weeks. And Skip Heller worked with him in his last days to put this album out, Voodoo 3, which was released at Tiki Oasis just recently. And here's the first track. It's called Aloha Mix on the Cocktail Nation.
Aloha, when we meet, say aloha.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Thanks to ultraswag.net.
Cocktail Nation with Daniel Pemberton there, Bugs, Beats and Bow Ties from the new movie Man from U.N.C.L.E.
I spy with my Eurospy.
What do you make of it, Jerry?
I don't know, it's interesting.
Hello?
Is this the American Embassy?
Yes. Are you making an official call?
Are you joking, sir?
No, I'm not. The single shot kills at 10 yards. Use the one shot wisely.
3-8-0-7, what are your requirements, please? Credentials for typewriter salesman, one roll microfilm, 1-0 type explosive.
Kramer's on the line. What have you got for us this month as far as Eurospy films are concerned?
Oh, this is one of my favourite movie theme songs. Back in the 1960s, there was a comic strip called Modesty Blaze. It began in 1963. So somebody decided to make a film. The film came out in 1966, and like most of these movies, it was a spoof and a comedy. But they really weren't quite sure how they wanted to approach it, so the movie's a bit all over the place. There was a busted TV pilot in 1982, and there was another movie made in 2003, but we're going to look at the one from the 1960s. As we've said before, you couldn't create these movies now, even if you tried, which is probably a good thing.
Monica Vitti plays Modesty, the heroine. Terrence Stamp plays the hero.
Don't let it get cold.
And Dirk Bogarde.
I'm the villain of the piece. And I have to condemn you to death.
Modesty.
From the immortal pages of Peter O'Donnell's comic strip, 20th Century Fox brings to the screen Modesty Blaze. Modesty Blaze, the female answer to Julius Caesar, Genghis Khan, and those others who burn cities to save civilization.
What do you want me to do?
£50,000 in diamonds.
Millions, Minister.
Millions, millions.
If I help you, you will trust me completely.
Modesty! Modesty!
Modesty Blaze. In love, a blaze of passion.
Salo!
In action, a blaze of fury. In dress, a blaze of elegance.
How do you get it off?
In all things, modesty.
Monica Vitti as our heroine, Modesty Blaze. Now, the song in the movie was sung by David and Jonathan, who was a popular duo back in the 1960s. Their real names were Roger Greenaway and Roger Cook, or as we say in Australia, Roger Cook. They had one hit in America, which was a cover version of the Beatles song, Michelle. that only Oz hit was Softly Whispering I Love You. Now, there was an LP at the time the movie came out in 1966. The CD was released in 2001. May I recommend you track it down? But in the meantime, here's a really cool theme song for a really silly movie. David and Jonathan on the Cocktail Nation, and a song about Modesty Blaze. Oh, by the way, before you start playing it, Coop, do warn the listeners that this has a little section that is so annoying, you're going to get it stuck in your head all day. When you're ready, Coop.
There's a card shark with a taste for booze and broads. That might be too much of a stretch.
He's a playboy.
So what? So are you. What does that have to do with anything?
But I ain't running for president.
Jack Daniels still your drink?
Jack Daniels for Mr. Sinatra.
There's some things money can't buy. For everything else, there's the Cocktail Nation.
Don't cry. Oh, honey, please don't be that way. Clouds in the sky should never make you feel that way. The rain will bring the violets of May. tears are in vain. So honey, please don't be that way. As long as we see it through, you'll have me and I'll have you, sweetheart. Tomorrow is another day. Don't break my heart. Oh, honey, please don't be that way. Just as long as we see it through, you'll have me, baby, I'll have you, sweetheart. Tomorrow is another day. Don't break my heart. Oh, honey, please don't be that way. Sweetheart, tomorrow is another day. Don't break my heart. Oh, honey, please don't be that way. Sweetheart, tomorrow is another day. Don't break my heart.
Alternation with Frank Sinatra, Don't Be That Way. I'm going to be that way for a moment. Now, I love period pieces. I don't care what it is. Even if it's terrible, I'll watch it and I'll generally get something out of it. As I always say, it's the time machine of your mind. But I'm going to be a little bit critical. This time I watched Aquarius, and whilst I enjoy the story, it stars David Duchovny, it's set in the late 60s, and it's in the investigation of Charles Manson, the hunt for Charles Manson. There's something just unbelievable about it. I don't know what it is. I could put it down to a few things. Maybe you've got some suggestions. You might like to contact me via our social media pages, or perhaps email thecocktailnation@gmail.com as to what's not quite right about it. I think Mad Men has set the bar very, very high. Anything else that comes in is just not quite right. Is it lack of attention to detail? Is it the characters? Is it David Duchovny? He's just not quite right. Some people have a face that could be used in a period piece and it just fits. Other people look too modern. Maybe it's that. There was a telly documentary several years ago called Curtain. It was all about our Prime Minister, our wartime Prime Minister here in Australia. And they really captured the feeling that Australians were worried that they were going to be invaded by the Japanese. We'd already been bombed in Darwin, which a lot of people, well, my American listeners probably would not know. We also had a bomb come into Sydney Harbour. So there was a real threat that Japan was literally going to come walking into Australia. In fact, the threat was so real that it's probably about 1944, if I'm to get my dates right. At one point, they literally made plans to cut off half of Australia should this happen, because we couldn't defend the whole thing. It's too big. But we could draw a line in the sand. And when you watched the show, you really felt that this was going to happen. This particular show actually captured the period perfectly and the feeling. What is it about Aquarius? I'm not 100% sure. But I know that I just don't feel it, as much as I enjoy the show. Let me know what you think. Here's Bobby Fox and Let There Be Love on The Cocktail Nation.
Thank you. Let there be you. Let there be me. Let there be oysters under the sea. Let there be wind, occasional rain, chili con carne, sparkling champagne. Let there be birds to sing in the trees, someone to bless me whenever I sneeze. Let there be cuckoos, a lark and a dove, but first of all, please, let there be love.
This is James Spencer, and you're listening to a new track from my album Blue, The Cocktail Hour on Cocktail Nation.
Rock Donation with James Spencer and a Cooper cocktail from his latest album called Blue. He joins me on the line this week to talk about the vintage vegan, the art of vegan tea hosting. Hey, Jim.
Thank you so much. And it's sort of interesting because it does actually go very much into the lounge scene. Basically, I've always been, I have, you know, background on my dad's side with the British high tea. You know, I'm kind of related to Princess Diana. So I grew up in a family that was always part of our life, was, you know, taking tea in the afternoon and scones and things. And then what happened is, you know, as a child, I had a lot of health issues, and I became vegan and cleared up a lot of lifelong illnesses that I had as a child, like chronic asthma and things. And I started to get, you know, there's a big movement, because I live in California, there's a big movement here for veganism, which is basically just, you know, organic, eating organic fruits and vegetables, legumes, nuts and seeds and grains, and kind of really just trying to avoid all the processed things that are in most foods nowadays. And what I noticed is I used to love to go to tea rooms, and the food was always so rich, and I would kind of get food poisoning, or I noticed that a lot of people would feel heavy after eating it. No, nobody's really done a book on how to, you know, eat really delicious desserts and other entrees and things completely, you know, health related, you know. And so I started to look into this, and I started to attend different themed teas, and well, one of them was actually these ladies here in the Hollywood area that were getting together in 50s vintage clothes and things and music, sort of like the old 50s Tupperware parties, and just getting together for tea. And I go, there's actually a movement of this, that people that want healthier eating and yet want to tie it in sort of with vintage scenes. Yeah. Also, you know, I have a lot of background in Victorian period and so forth, and it seemed to tie into that. And I just noticed that within Long Beach, and also specifically the South, where I lived for many years in Savannah and places like that, there was a lot of people that were looking for specifically places that had healthier options.
Right.
And so that's kind of propelled me. I've always enjoyed cooking, and so I've had a lot of these recipes for many years, and I just thought, yeah, I got to put a book together. Go to Amazon and type James Spencer, and it's called The Vintage Vegan, The Art of Vegan Tea Hosting.
I love it. That is fantastic. I never thought I'd be talking about that. Jim, it is fantastic to talk to you once again, and congratulations on the book.
Thank you so much.
Time for a look at the world swank now, thanks to pastimealbumclocks.com. Jack Crosley's Lost World, Otto Shrunken Head, New York City, second Tuesday of every month. Another regular, Forbidden Island, Alameda, movie night every Tuesday night with cocktails. And if you're in New York City, Gotham Jazz Club, got swing and jazz every Wednesday night, and a lot of other things going on there as well. September 12, weekend in Polynesia, Long Beach Recreation Club. September 19, the Marilyn Monroe Festival in Sydney. October 1, Oana Luau by the Sea at Fort Lauderdale. And Palm Springs has got a big event called Mod Palm Springs coming up October 8. And also in Palm Springs weekend at Sinatra's December 11. We'll catch up with Susan Perry about this one in the coming weeks. If you'd like to submit an event to me, I'd love to hear from you, thecocktailnation@gmail.com. And here's Alika Lyman Group now and Ponciana on The Cocktail Nation.
Cocktail Nation.
When you hear something that sounds like a gunshot, drive.
Okay. Attention, Earthlings. I have some news.
What do you want?
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Hey, Big Daddy.
Cocktail Nation.
The Cocktail Nation.
www.cocktailnation.net.
Just like wine does. No heart ever yearned the way that mine does for you. And yet I know too well, someday you'll say goodbye. Then violins will cry, and so will I, Mademoiselle. And yet I know too well, someday you'll say goodbye. Then violins will cry, and so will I, Mademoiselle.
Cocktail Nation with Robert Darby and Mademoiselle. Did check out the website cocktailnation.net. We've got links to all of our social media pages. We've got some stories up there. World of Swank gig guide. The Swank advice columns are up there as well. Plus... plenty of ways to get in touch with the Cocktail Nation radio show, and even some links to grab my new book, my fiction book called Licato Prince, An Accidental Assassin, which is just 99 cents. I've got some links there for you if you'd like to check it out. Blossom Dearie now. She's singing about a lawyer, her attorney Bernie, on the Cocktail Nation.
I'm impressed with my attorney Bernie. I'm impressed with his influential friends. He's got very big connections, and I follow his directions. Bernie knows his way around, and so I always do what Bernie recommends. I am blessed with my attorney Bernie. I'm impressed with the way he runs the store. He's got Dodger season boxes and an office full of foxes. It's amazing all the different things your average girl might need a lawyer for. Bernie tells me what to do. Bernie lays it on the line. Bernie says we sue, we sue. Bernie says we sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
central Sydney. A man. A microphone.
Oh.
A dimly lit apartment. And a smoking jacket. The Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
Cocktail Nation with Nathan Haynes and Frontier West. Next week on the show, we are going to be talking to Skip Heller about the production of the final Robert Drazlin album, Voodoo 3. Played a sample of it at the beginning of the show. Play some more next week and find out about this amazing story. I'm going to leave you with percussion for Playboys and Coop Salutes. Stay up. We'll be right back.